Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Rebecca Perrault, the Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leader at Pro Unlimited, the modern workforce management solutions provider. And Rebecca, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Great to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time and for coming out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So the pandemic created a new global workforce model, one in which employees and contractors worked in an absolute remote environment. Let's take a look at how this impacts diversity in today's swiftly changing workplace. Now, as we emerge, what are the lessons learned about diversity and inclusion in an enterprise world in which workers are digitally distanced? Let's start there today.
Yeah, I love that phrase that you used, as we emerge. It just kind of makes me think of this transformational opportunity. And I really hope we take this opportunity. I really hope that we make sure that we are transforming for the better, specifically when we're thinking about diversity and inclusion. This is an area that was impacted really heavily, both in positive ways and in some ways that might have been more challenging. So some of the things are that we've seen even in our clients at Pro Unlimited is the ability to look across geographies can really benefit diversity. You're not limited in scope to a certain location or city, and it allows our clients and all organizations to look everywhere. And you can look in places that potentially have a greater density of diversity. And so I hope that this is one of those things that continues to translate as we start to emerge, as we start to come forward. Another aspect that has both positives and negatives is this kind of convergence of work and life, that we're not as able to delineate between the two, or we can't just go to work and turn off or pretend to turn off a part of our lives. They're really meshed. And there's some amazing things that have come from that, from having more authenticity. You know, it's okay to have a dog bark in the calls or in your meetings. It's okay to have a child come run in. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. But there's also challenges to having that mesh, to not being able to kind of delineate between the two. So we need to kind of think about some of those good things and then create an atmosphere where people can succeed. Because it can be more challenging to have those aspects for women and minorities who often have a greater burden of childcare or elder care. So thinking about how we can take some of those positives and then start to make different sorts of techniques to help people think about how are they taking walks during the day? How are they utilizing the benefits of being home and not all the negatives?
It certainly makes a lot of sense and some great points made right there. Now, did remote work create new opportunities or launch unforeseen obstacles from your point of view?
Yeah, I think some of the similar things, right, that this is some of the unforeseen benefits were this ability to be productive still while remote. For years, I've done this work with FTEs and with traditional workforces in organizations, and there was a lot of pushback to remote work, saying, oh, we're not going to have the productivity. We won't be able to do the same types of work that we did before. We're cultures that really have to revolve around in-person connections. And we were forced to figure out, we kind of did a forced pilot to see if this would work, and it did. I mean, so many organizations saw increased productivity during the pandemic, even with those challenges that I mentioned before, even with this convergence of work-life balance, we saw that increased productivity. So being able to continue that will be critical to helping individuals succeed and helping with the war on talent. We're going to see that individuals and workers are pushing back on a initiative to return to work. So organizations are going to need to be balancing that. So there was definitely some wonderful opportunities that came from that, but some of those obstacles as well. And organizations are going to have to be balancing that as they go forward and think about the future.
Absolutely on that for sure. Now, is there a new normal which will impact the mission of D&I in the workforce? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, definitely. Diversity and inclusion changed a lot over the course of the last year and a half, right? We saw a racial reckoning in the U.S., but also globally. And this is no longer something that only large companies can think about. For years, this was something that larger organizations had thought about. They integrated it into their processes. They had leaders that were thinking about it. But now, even the smaller companies are bringing it to the forefront. And they're establishing leaders to think about this. They're integrating it into their processes because talent is thinking about it, and they're using it to determine where they go. So even if for those organizations that aren't B2C, they still need to be considering this as a part of their infrastructure going forward. And there's been a change on the need to really make sure there's accountability in the organizations. They need to put D&I goals and numbers forward to show that they're really walking the talk, that this isn't something that is just good for business and that they felt they have to do, but that it's really authentic and that accountability goes along with that. So making goals public is a big piece of this. It's one thing to create goals internally or targets of where you want to go with inclusivity, creating more diverse workforces, but that accountability really comes when leaders are talking about this, when they are able to get comfortable with uncomfortable topics and put it out there for public view and public consumption. And that's where the accountability happens. There's this feeling the pressure to do better, to be on the journey, to make progress. This isn't just something that one person owns in an organization. So my role at Pro and how I'm working with our clients, the chief diversity officers, it's important to have somebody really focused on it. But a chief diversity officer, a global D&I leader, can't make change across an entire organization. So this is something that every leader and every individual needs to own and do better. So this is something that was a little bit there under the surface for a decade or so, but it has become really the new normal. And you see it in this emphasis in all sorts of organizations.
Certainly do appreciate your input and information shared so far. Today, we're joined by Rebecca Perrault, the Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leader at Pro Unlimited, the modern workforce management solutions provider. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Rebecca, as a TEDx speaker and Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leader for Pro Unlimited, what do you see as your personal mission in fostering a more fair and diverse workplace?
Yeah, this is something that I've been focused on for a long time, and I've seen it really evolve. I've been doing this diversity, equity, and inclusion work for over 10 years, and I love to see the change. For me, it's really about impacting individuals' lives, making a change for actual people. But when you do that, when there's a change on people's lives and their ability to succeed at work, the ability to be their authentic selves, both at work and at home, we're ultimately seeing impacts in organizations. And we see those impacts. They might be small, they might be very incremental, but we do see this changing the view of society. So organizations have this ability to impact their workers and make an impact on the world and make this change with leaders. I mentioned in your question earlier that this is something that everyone needs to own. And in my role, having the chance to educate and to bring leaders across this journey is really important to me because that has such far-reaching results. It has the ability to, as a leader leaves and goes to another company, they can bring those same lessons learned. They can bring potentially new passion and new skills in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space to their new company. So you really can see this ripple throughout to impact individuals and people.
Now, also, Rebecca, as the world continues to pivot to more flexible work conditions, do you see the contingency or contract workers securing more or less opportunities for diversity and inclusion? What's your thought on that?
Oh, wonderful question. And I wholeheartedly say more and more. As the world continues to make this pivot, and they're making more pivot to more flexible work conditions, it really is this ability to work from home, the ability to work on shorter contracts, and it really is becoming a more critical piece of how businesses will succeed. This contingent workforce is going to be 40 to 50% of the workforce in the coming years. And if we're not thinking about these workers, these individuals, these people, then we're not going to be able to achieve the change that we're all striving for. So if I think about the business case of why organizations are focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion, there's many, and they're actually very different business cases. Some are thinking more about the actual hard business case, the return on investment, where diversity and inclusion, really you see more increased sales, return on investment, innovation. They're thinking about that side of things. Some organizations are thinking about the moral incentive and case for change, which is, it's time to do this. It's long past time. And regardless of the financial incentive, this is something we have to do. Other organizations are seeing the war on talent. And if we are looking for the best talent, we need to have all doors open. If you are searching for great people, you need to know how to reach women and underrepresented minorities. Women are 57%, maybe it's close to 59% of professionals in the world, and we need to know how to reach them. The same with marginalized communities. And so regardless of that business case, we can't just be thinking about the traditional workers, those full-time workers. We have to include potentially 50% of our workforce in on this conversation. It can really tip the scale on culture, on what your organization looks like. Often companies kind of think about their full-time workers when they think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they're not thinking about these workers because technically they don't sit on their books, right? They're not technically employed by them, but they're contributing to their bottom line. They're contributing to the success of their organization. So it's a challenge for organizations, but it's something that they need to think about and something that I have really loved to really dig into with our clients, with their diversity offices, to see how I can help partner with that. It is really exciting to be a part of making sure that this huge group of people is included in this conversation and included in the diversity, equity, and inclusion journey. It's something that as a MSP, Pro Unlimited, can play a really heavy role in that. And it's an exciting place to be in. It can be a little complex, but in the contingent workforce space, there's the potential to have three different organizations play a part in bringing them along on this journey. We have an MSP, a managed service provider like Pro. We have, of course, the clients, and we have staffing agencies that are all able to have contact with those workers and develop the diversity, equity, and inclusion for this group. So it's an exciting place to be in, even though it might be a little more complex than the traditional worker.
Rebecca, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Pro Unlimited. All the information shared and your input here today per your expertise is much appreciated. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I appreciate the time. It was exciting to be here. And I'll just kind of end with saying that diversity, equity, and inclusion work can feel very daunting. It can be something that's a scary topic for many. It can be personal because they've lived it for some, and then some it can feel very foreign to. And my major tip is to say learn. Listen and learn. So read what you can, digest it, and really contemplate how small changes can make big differences.
A great place to conclude today. Rebecca, thanks so much. If listeners wanted to get more information on Pro Unlimited, where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, our website. We have a dedicated page to our diversity, equity, and inclusion work. Our offering is called Pro Unites, and we have a lot of information there and the ability to contact me through the website.
And that sounds good enough. And of course, listeners, will leave the link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, folks, it is ProUnlimited.com. Rebecca, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Rebecca Peralt, the Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leader at Pro Unlimited, the Modern Workforce Management Solutions Leader. And for all the details, once again, visit ProUnlimited.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.